Mr. Porteous, where were you born?
Winnipeg, St. Vital.
In what year?
1920, August the 3rd, 1920.
And basically, what was your life up to the time you enlisted?
I was going to school and I worked with my dad on feeding cattle. So I joined, went to work in the bush there for a while. Then I come in and I joined the army. Joined the army and served in Minto armies for a while. Then we went to Tuxedo. And then we went to Jamaica for 18 months in Jamaica. And we came back here to Winnipeg and we went over to Hong Kong. From there on, we were a prisoner.
And when you were in Jamaica, were you on garrison duty?
Yeah, so I'm just looking after the prison camp there. I was in Jamaica there for about 6 months. Then I went on guard duty after garrison duty, like on the guards, guarding around, walking around the compound, prison compound there.
And what were your impressions of Jamaica when you were there?
We had a good time while we were in there, when we were out on off duty and that. Otherwise, it wasn't bad little place. Wasn't what you call clean, but it wasn't bad.
When did you return from Jamaica?
Let's see, 41, I guess. Yeah, 41, I guess. Fall of 41. We left for Hong Kong, I guess, in October.
Did you have a furlough before you went to Hong Kong?
Yeah, we had a little furlough in about 2 weeks, I guess, before we went to Hong Kong. In fact, I just about missed the draft. I don't celebrate them when they come. They come and pick me up, and our MP came and picked me up.
And how was your trip out to the coast?
Good. Had a good time all the way out there, as far as that goes. The boat was a little rough at the time, but you'd expect that on a boat. At least I did anyway.
Basically, what was your trip? What was the name of the boat that you were on?
God, I forget the name of the boat now. It was an Australian ship anyway. I forget the name of it, though, right now.
And how did you find the trip out,
this
sea trip?
Oh, a good sea trip as far as it goes. I mean, the water wasn't, well, it was rolling, you know. I mean, outside of that, it was a good trip. There was no rough seas or anything. It was nice weather all the way across. That's about all. The food wasn't bad. It wasn't what you call perfect, but it wasn't bad.
Did you have any stops on the way?
Yeah, we stopped at Honolulu and that's the name of that port now. Well, anyway, it's in Honolulu. We stopped there for refuel or something. Then we stopped in Manila for a while. For a couple hours, I guess. That was it. Never got off the ship at all. In both places.
And what were your first impressions of Hong Kong when you saw the place?
Well, I didn't think too much of it. It wasn't too bad, actually. It was not too bad. It wasn't what you call clean, but it wasn't what you call dirty either. I mean, it was a fairly nice town from what we first seen. We weren't there that long. We got out of town, downtown a few times. Enough to really get to know it, actually. Some of the guys were out every night, but I didn't go out every night.
Where were you stationed?
Canton. In the garrison in Canton. There's only one town there, right across from the Hong Kong Island.
What were your duties up till the time war was declared?
We were just more or less getting settled down when it broke out. Got in there in November, so the war broke out in December.
What were your particular duties?
Guard duty and same old army life, parading, drilling and whatnot. Guard duty. Garrison duty, like.
And can you describe the events of the morning of war was declared?
He never left and just told you to get packed up at going on the island and man pillboxes and stuff. That's all I can remember about it.
When was your first contact with the Japanese?
God, everyone's so bold up, I don't remember just exactly what it was now. Been a long time, I forgot most of it.
It's
not something I wanted to forget, so I just forgot about it.
Do you have any recollections of the battle at all?
Yeah, the only thing I can... We went up in the hills and we're fighting in an island, Hong Kong, and I seen a couple of my friends get killed. And they weren't too far away from me, and I helped one of them back. One's in Vancouver. And as far as I was concerned, it wasn't much of a fight. Never had a chance. We had nothing to fight with. Just had our rifles and a few hand grenades, nothing else, no air force or nothing to help us out. They come and bomb whenever they pleased and did anything they wanted as far as that goes.
What was the section of the island you were fighting in? Do you remember?
Some gap, one try gap, I guess it was. One Chai Gap is in, I think is where it was. I'm not sure, no. One something like that, anyway. There's a gap, like a road up in the hills, and they call it One Chai Gap.
And how long were you up in the gap yourself, right?
It wasn't very long. Maybe a day or two. Maybe 20, 48 hours is about all. Wasn't a little more, didn't last that long. Much longer, I mean, it lasted maybe a week, I guess.
And,
it's hard to remember those things, though, as well as forget them.
How did the battle end for you yourself? Did you surrender?
Oh, yeah, we all had to surrender. What else can we do? Nothing else you could do yet, nothing else but surrender.
Did you, remember that morning of the surrender on the 25th? In particular, what were you yourself doing at the time?
Gosh, that's a good question. It's hard to remember that. I just don't remember what I was doing. I guess we were all so tired that nobody knew what to do. Happens.
Where did you go to surrender?
A bunch. We all lined up in one place, but I just don't remember just where both went around. It's hard to say just where. Can't seem to remember the names of the places.
Mr. Portress, where were you imprisoned?
When we were first taken prisoner, we went to. Canton, crossing from the island of Hong Kong. We hit the camp there and then we went out to work parties. We ate three bowls of rice a day, plain rice a day for a while. We managed bringing a few beans to put up for our diet. And they put us out on work parties and be quiet. What's your pen?
I want to use your pen.
We did that pretty well all the time we were in Hong Kong. Went on work parties, different places. We made the airport larger there and we took a hill down, a bunch of us. on all we did there.
How was your health during this time?
Well, at the first it wasn't too bad, but it worked, getting pretty low on just three bowls of rice. You know, rice when you're working, can't, when you're used to eating good, you don't last too long on just three bowls of rice. Well, we went along and I worked, kept on working. Had days off, a couple days, one day off. I guess it was a week or two, I just forget now. One day, I think it was.
And how was morale? How did you find the men? Pretty low?
Yeah, pretty low around there. When the, some guys, well, as far as that goes, amongst themselves, they were pretty good. They seemed to hold together pretty good. There was no fighting amongst ourselves. I think that's what you mean. It wasn't too bad, I mean. Otherwise, we're mostly too tired and too hungry, I guess, to do anything else. And they put on, and they, towards, before I went to Japan, they put on a bed. The guys put on shows there, we went and seen them for a while. One show a week, I think it was, I'm not sure. No. Or one a month or something, I just forget. But anyways, that's just about all it was we could do. Played cards, or we had cards to play with.
What did you yourself do for a pastime yourself?
Well, we walked around, played, talked, and sat around, played cards if we had cards to play with. That's about all we did. I didn't do nothing except out of the ordinary.
How did you find the guards in this camp?
Oh, some guards were all right, and some were miserable as hell. Outside of that, they weren't too bad.
Were there any particular ones that stood out that you remember?
Oh, yeah, we had an interpreter who was supposed to be in school in Vancouver, Kamloops, you recall him, the Kamloops kid. He was a miserable little bugger. I guess you'll find that in any place. Took it with a grain of salt. If you watch what you were doing, they didn't bother you too much. You just did what you're told, and that was it.
Did you ever have any run-ins with the guards?
Just one. One guy slapped me across the face. One guard. One sentry comes through at one time. I remember, I guess we were supposed to stand to attention as soon as he come in. I didn't, so he come up and slapped me. There's nothing I could do. Can't do nothing when you've got three guys standing with rifles and you've got nothing. You just had to take it, that's all.
Were there any escape attempts in Hong Kong at that time?
Yeah, there was two. Two fellows, I guess. They escaped when they were in the prison camp in Hong Kong, on the island of Hong Kong, rather. I forget the name of what they called that place. We had a name for it anyway, but I forget it now.
This be Shamshipo?
Yeah, Shamshipo, I guess it was. I got a picture of it. And there was two or three, I just forget how many. Two of them anyway. I know Johnny Payne was one of them. I think it was the other guy. I can't remember the other fellow's name now that went, but there was the two of them. Never heard nothing about it. Don't think they made it anyway. That's the only one. The only break that was tried that I know of. And they took us over to Japan after that.
When were you moved from Hong Kong to Japan?
I think it was in the fall, I'm not sure. I think I spent about eight months in Japan, I'm not sure. There was more, I just forget now. 18 months, I guess maybe it was. Or something, I just forget the dates.
This would be the fall of 43?
Could be.
And how was the trip from Hong Kong to Japan?
Yeah, it wasn't much of a trip. It shoved in the whole boat hole there altogether. had our two meals a day, stayed in the home most of the time, and lived at Metapatal. Just a small boat, crowded. From the boat they took us on to the train, and from the train went right to the camp.
Were there any stopovers on your journey to Japan?
Not that I remember.
Where did you land in Japan?
Hagasaki? No. Oh, thanks to me. Oshima, I think it was. Hiroshima. I think it's something like that, I don't know.
Do you remember the city at all?
No, we landed there at night and got on the train, went straight through. We just seen part, of the station through the window, that's all. Tokyo. They said it was Tokyo, I don't know. From there we didn't see nothing. We went right straight to the camp.
What camp were you sent to?
The same, Sendai number 2.
And whereabouts would this camp be?
Yeah, I guess it'd be about 100 miles north of Tokyo, I guess. I'm not sure enough, but that's what they said it was anyway, somewhere around there.
What was the terrain like?
Hilly country. I've seen it when it comes back, like after the liberation, I've seen part of it. Nice country, it wasn't very, the scenery was nice, it wouldn't have been a very nice country to travel through if you're on a peacetime basis.
How did you find the camp Sendai? Any difference from your camp in Hong Kong?
No, we went working the coal mine all the time. 12, 14 hours a day by the time you come up, you're tired, and what else could you do? Hey, by the time you had something washed and cleaned up, there was not much else you could do.
What was the food like here?
Just rice. Sometimes they brought in some fish. Sometimes it smelled like hell, but you couldn't. Well, you're starving, you have to eat it. Had rice and a few beans mixed up with rice sometimes. Sometimes a bit of fish. Sometimes a bit of meat. Not much, I can tell you. But maybe a chunk about that size. Not too much to eat anyway. Sometimes a bun once in a while, not too often. It's our diet, main diet, about all.
And how is your health here?
Well, sometimes it's good. Right now I've been off sick for since Monday. Yeah. There's emphysema in my chest, and well, I should quit smoking, I know, but I don't. Sometimes I feel good. I had a big operation for ulcers since I've been back. Just about didn't know nothing for 4 days when I had my ulcer operation.
Were there any other prisoners besides Canadians in the Sendai camp?
Oh yeah, we had a few Australians with us in our camp. And there was English prisoners, Imperial Army, just the Australian Imperial, I think it was. And I think we had an American doctor, I think it was. Yes. That's about all there was with us.
Were you ever hospitalized at all?
Right, I was off sick from, couldn't go to work for a few while, didn't I? But I went out and worked outside and around the camp, like.
What basically do you suffer from here?
I guess just starvation.
You didn't have beriberi or anything?
No, I was very lucky and nothing. Myself, I was very fortunate. I didn't get too much sickness as far as that goes. That type of sickness, dysentery or. Well, I got beriberi since I've been back, but then when you swell up like a balloon, you push away a little bit beriberi. Not as bad as some of them. Some of them swell up like balloons. I was pretty lucky.
What about the type 1 academic in Hong Kong? Do you remember that song?
Hey, pardon?
Do you remember the type 1 academic?
No. We never got it. We must have missed it, I guess.
Do you remember anything at all of your liberation from your camp?
The war was over. They told us the war was over, but we didn't believe them. But the night before, they told us we heard a bunch of planes going by overhead. We never very seldom heard planes going across, maybe the odd one night, but this was a whole flock of them one night. One of the guys just said, joking, well, there's the Americans going over to bomb something. But a day or two later, I guess it was, with word that the war was over. But they wanted us to go back to work, and we just said, no, we didn't want to, we can go back down the mines. And they said the war was over, and that was it.
Did you have any idea of the way the war was going at the time?
Oh, we had rumors, but that's about all. You couldn't back them up or nothing. There's no other way, no way we could get them. Whether it was true or not, we just had to take a chance on it.
So what did you do in this camp after the war was over, until your mission's over?
Americans dropped supplies down and gathered them up and got cleaned up, and then they brought us to Tokyo, and everything's made arrangement. I think we're only there about a week after in that camp when the arrangements were made. We went up to Tokyo. Well, we walked around and looked the country over a bit, not too far. We went to the other Sendai number one, I think it was. Two of us, three, four of us went over, seen the other guys at the other camp. Wasn't too far. Well, it was a good walk, but I mean, we went over and came back.
How did you move back from this camp to Tokyo? How were you able to go from Sendai to Tokyo when you left?
Well, we went by train.
Did you just, was it?
Well, they took us on trucks or buses, trucks I guess it was, to the train, and we went to train to Tokyo.
Who organized your return from this camp?
Oh, I don't forget none. I guess the officer in charge, I guess, the doctor, I guess, he was the only officer there. He had all the, and then I guess the Jap commandant, I guess, camp commandant, I guess. I don't remember about how it was organized now or not, how it was arranged or anything. But the officer looked after the whole thing anyway, the camp, the doctor, as far as I can remember.
How long were you in Tokyo before you left?
We weren't in Tokyo very long. We just took it down to the dock. I was on board a battleship. They were going to bring us back. Well, they put us through this irrigation business, clean clothes and stuff. Then they come around and ask the guys who wanted to fly home, who wanted to go back by boat. Actually, I wasn't in no rush to getting back by boat, I was single yet. I figured I'd make a trip on the boat back. I was going to come back on the boat, big battleship. So we were there, I guess, 3-4 days on that ship, and then they said that the plans had been changed, so that we had to go by another boat. So we came, they loaded us onto another troop ship and brought us back. Landed in San Diego, stayed there from San Diego. We went to a camp, an army camp in San Diego. We stayed there a couple of days, and they took us, and they brought us right up to Victoria, and I stayed there for a couple of days.
How did you move from San Diego to Victoria?
By train. Okay. We had a 4-hour stop in Frisco, going across to San Francisco for 4 hours. Got looped, just naturally. Got tied up. A couple of Americans who were drinking.
How big a group were you that returned by this way to
Victoria? Oh, by the boat? Mm-hmm. Oh, I guess there were at least 25 of us, anyway. Well, we went to Guam first before we came to, that's right, too. Forgot about that. We went. They took us to Guam by plane. Yeah, we flew to Guam by plane, and then from Guam we came by ship from Guam to San Diego. We were in Guam for about a week, I guess, in the hospital, needles and whatnot. And a quick check over. Yeah, that was about it. Then I stayed in Vancouver after Victoria. I stayed in Vancouver with a friend. He had his brother there, so I went and seen him. And I came back to Winnipeg.
And when you came back to Winnipeg, were you discharged right away?
No, I wasn't discharged until I came back. I landed back in Winnipeg in October. I wasn't discharged until the following year, March.
Did you spend any time in your lodge hospital between this time?
No.
After your discharge, what type of work did you do?
I took a holiday. I didn't do anything for about 6 months, then I went to work the following fall. I went to work for Canada Packers and still at Packers.
Have you found that your prison has affected your work at all?
Up to my big operation, it wasn't too bad. Well, it affected my health, I guess, in a lot of ways. My eyesight, for one thing, is gone. Not as good as it should be. I guess it would affect my health as it goes as we go along.
Do you have any thoughts about the Hong Kong affair? Any thoughts? Any comments that you'd like to make?
No, not a minute. Just like I said to the woman when she phoned the other night. As far as that goes, the people there are just the same as here. You find good and bad and all. There's some here you like to shoot to, and there's some over there you like to go back and shoot. So there's lots here you could shoot to, the same thing. So I don't hold no grudges, actually. It's a war. What do you expect? You gotta expect it. This kind of stuff. That's about it. As far as I can remember, as far as dates and that, I don't remember none of it.